Are you ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Blewelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. New levels include receiving dreams and visions, more intimacy on a daily basis, deeper levels of understanding the Word of God, and experiencing God encounters that will change your life. Get inspired by stories of those who have had life-changing encounters with the Lord. Expect to receive and believe for everything God has promised you. Using biblical strategies and revelation, you will begin to soar above every obstacle so that you can reach new levels of anointing, authority, spiritual encounters, and be able to enter into your divine assignment. You will grow in your faith, grow in your anointing and intimacy, and learn how to walk in greater freedom. But most importantly, a warrior spirit will arise within you as you step up in faith and determination to advance the kingdom of God. So get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await you. Well, welcome back to A New Level Awaits You. I'm going to continue on this series called Walking on the Water because I've had so many questions in regards to this passage of Scripture. My question today is, why did Peter ask Jesus if he could walk on the water and come to him? Does it make sense to you when he is in this boat? I know there was a storm. They were in this middle of this frightening storm. And they were maybe, just maybe, they're on the verge of crashing, you know, that boat. And maybe he had some thoughts around that. I know Peter was impulsive. I know he was rambunctious in his actions. But yet, as I thought about this question, I began to realize how much Peter trusted Jesus. His heart was greatly touched when Jesus first saw Peter and his brother, and they were just fishing. They were casting out the nets onto the water. That's what they were fishermen. And Jesus called out to them and said, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." You know, Scripture tells us that they immediately left their nets, their business, their way of making a living, and they followed after him. See, I think Jesus so impacted Peter and his brother on that encounter that they did not even second guess why, what was going on here. They didn't even second guess the motivational pull that Jesus had on them. Have you thought about that? Because this draw is happening today. I can see it where people are being drawn. Jesus is touching people wholeheartedly, and they're getting so drawn in just even by one encounter. I know for me, my first encounter was unbelievable with Jesus. It's never stopped me from moving forward. And yes, I've had many encounters with Jesus that keeps me just pressing on and going forward. I haven't second-guessed any of what Jesus was doing, except some of the things that maybe was questionable, you know, that was happening around, surrounding my life. But when Jesus would often come to me and say, "Come," or "Do this," or "Do that," I would always say, "Yes." And I believe that this is happening today for so many. See, when Jesus took them in, he took the disciples in, and we know this is in Matthew 10, verse 7, he told them, he said, he commanded them, actually. He said, "I want you to go and I want you to announce the kingdom of heaven. I want you to go and heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons." Now that's pretty radical, if you ask me. And here we have Peter, who is rambunctious anyway, very radical in his ways. And he heard this cry, this this call from God. And so when we get, if we could get inside of Peter's mind, we can probably fully understand his impulsivity. See, he knew all things were possible through Jesus Christ. Peter was giving these instructions just as we are today. And he immediately said yes to fulfill the mandate that God had for him. Peter made such a strong alliance to God and to Jesus. And he said, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. We know that. This happened, you know, and he did deny him three times, didn't he? But Peter soon learned how difficult it was to, you know, when that loyalty is challenged, Peter understood then how difficult it was to stand firm and stand strong and to get out of the boat. I think we do too. I think Jesus is an example here for many of us, and where we're seeing some great things taking place and we want to get out of the boat. We just struggle on the inside. See, Peter, he experienced the transfiguration. He saw the fig tree wither up after Jesus cursed it. He witnessed the multiplication of fish after Jesus told him, drop your net on the other side. Peter witnessed healings and even the multiplication of food. And so as we understand where Peter is coming from, he had encounter after encounter of miracles and the authority of Jesus Christ all around him. So I believe we can understand why Peter asked, can I come to you, Jesus? You know, some of us think that's the craziest thing ever to ask. Can I come? Can I walk on the water with you, Jesus? Can I come to you? You know, I wonder if Peter was thinking about walking on the water or if he was just wanting to be close to where Jesus was, because he knew where Jesus was, he'd be safe. And sometimes when life is out of control, my desire is always to draw close to Jesus, where I can feel that safe and security in him. But I also can receive revelation around my situation. So in times of overwhelming storm, our need for security and answers, you know, we don't only just ask, you know, if we can come to Jesus, but we're being drawn to him. And when he says, okay, come, you can come. I command you to come, like he did Peter. You know, we step out of our boats and we step out of them with assurance. Perhaps we are stepping out of the boat more than we even realize. As I've been thinking and pondering about this, I think sometimes I'm stepping out of the boat more than I recognize. Perhaps some of us, you know, need to step out of our boats of comfort and convenience and step into those unknown waters so that we can come close to Jesus. You know, his call for us to come is strong right now. It's extremely strong. He's drawing many of us into his promises and his reassurance that he is with us and intends to calm every storm we are currently in. Stepping out of the boat towards him in our current season will become a wonder and a sign, not just for us, but for many who witness his amazing miracles of his intentions to assist us in every aspect of our lives. You see, he's calling the unbelieving. He's calling the faint of heart. He's calling the insecure, the doubting, and even the impulsive ones to step out. What? We want to step out of old habits, out of our past, out of our addictions, out of our insecurities, around the unknown and what's out there. You know, we need to step out of all these things and begin to step in to the miraculous encounters of receiving His help. You know, I went into a vision as I was preparing this, and I saw many right now with 1 foot solid on the deck of the boat and 1 foot on the side of the edge of the boat. See, they're in this position, one solid foot, one on the edge, ready to start and go and step into the water. And you know, you're wondering, I bet, this is a vision I saw, was some are just questioning whether Jesus will even meet you there. When you decide to take that step, whatever that step is, you're wondering, will Jesus, will He be there for me? Will he be there to catch me when I take my eyes off of Him? But Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. We see Jesus walking in areas of our lives, in situations that are beyond our control, beyond what we can imagine. And He's calling us. He's saying, yes, Peter, come. Yeah, you can come. And so what happens is, as we take and lean into the very uncomfortableness of stepping out of our boats, on the boats of comfort, the boats of convenience, the boats that we have been stuck in for so long, Jesus is right there. He's right there. Now, one thing else I want you to notice about this story is that, you know, oftentimes we think about, okay, He must have been a distance away. He had to be. Why would Peter get out of the boat and say, can I come to you, if Jesus was right next to the boat? He had to be a distance away. And from that, Peter then asked, can I walk on the water? But what was he really saying? He was really saying, Jesus, can I do the impossible with you? Can I do what is unimaginable to most people? Can I do that with you, Jesus? I'm seeing you do something, Jesus, that no man has ever done. Can I do that too, Jesus? Can I step out? Doesn't that get you just excited about some things that for your life that you want to do, that you have that ability with Jesus to step out and go, can I come, Jesus? And Jesus says, come, Peter, come. Come on out and do some impossible things with me. Come on out and do those things. See, for some of us, Jesus just feels so distant, so far away. But I want you to notice that when Peter began to sink, when he took his eyes off of Jesus and he started to look at his situation, the storm, the chaos, whatever it was, he cried out, Jesus, save me. And immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. What does that say to us? That this distance closed in really quickly. Jesus was right there to take his hand and to hold him up so that he didn't sink under the situation he was in. You know, we can trust Jesus. We can trust him to do the same even for us. Even if we begin with great faith. We have great faith when we step out into some of these things. I know I had to have great faith. It was exciting. It was like, whoa, adrenaline rush. You know, I thought that I could do all things. And then when I got into the mix of it all, then my faith started to diminish, just like Peter's did. I started to look at all the things around me, and my faith became less. And Jesus understands all of this. In fact, I don't think that this comment that Jesus made to Peter was a, you know, huge reprimand. I think it was more of an understanding when he says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" I think what Jesus was saying to Peter, "Oh, Peter, you could have gone so much further if you had stayed in faith." I think Jesus was so excited that Peter even chose to step out and get off the boat. I think Jesus was just thrilled that Peter had this desire to step out into the impossible and trust him for all things. And I believe that instead of him being a harsh reprimand, "Oh, Peter, why didn't you have more faith?" which we take it as that. I don't believe that for a minute, because I know in my own life, Jesus would say to me, "Oh, Lois, I know you have little faith right now. Why did you doubt me? Come closer. Come, trust me more. Expand your faith. Let's do this together." See, Jesus wants so much more for us than we could ever imagine for ourselves. His plan is always bigger and more advanced, and he understands our limited minds. For me, he has always stretched me beyond my abilities. He's always pulled me into greater faith. He has always immediately stretched out his hand to me when I feel like I am sinking. And yes, I have to deal with why I doubted, why my faith level changed. And we talk about it. We examine this. I have to deal with all of that. But next time, I remember, and I stay in faith so much longer, that greater faith, and I walked out a little bit further on the water. You too can walk further on the water, but first you have to step out. First, you have to lift your foot from that deck found solid place on the deck and start crossing over and stepping on the water. And once you do, your faith will arise and you can begin to step into all that Jesus has for you. For you will encounter him in a greater way as you walk closer to him. He's not going to pass you by. He is over every storm. He will immediately direct your storm's actions, just as he did with Peter. See, with Peter, as soon as he grabbed a hold of his hand, they stepped into the boat, the wind ceased. Yes, Jesus has that power. He can do those miracles. He can even calm the winds. He can calm every storm out that you are in. Why don't you trust him today? Will you ask him, "Can I come, Jesus? Can I come to you on the water? Jesus, will you be there with me, with to help me when I start to look around me instead of at you?" All you need to do is ask. So Jesus, today, for many that are out there, Lord God, we join forces together and we all say to you, "Jesus, can I come? Will you command me to come out onto the water?" But don't forget, if it is you, Jesus. We don't want to walk out there on our own flesh. We don't want to walk out there with any other small little God. We want to walk out only if it's Jesus. Jesus, if it's you, command me to walk out on the water. And as I enter into that vision of what God was showing me, many of us are going to be walking out into greater faith, greater things. There are many of you being called up even today to do some amazing things for the Lord in fields that you never even expected. There's a lot of transition going on. There's a lot of changes taking place. There's some things where some of you are going to start weaning out of one area and entering into another area. And the Lord is going to be with you. He's going to direct you. He's going to guide you. You're going to begin walking on water. You're going, oh my goodness, what am I doing out here? But always keep your eyes on Jesus, because he's going to help you. He will take your hand. He will help you to stay up on top and not sink. So Lord God, bless these people, I pray, as you speak to hearts and minds, as we go through the transitions of what you have in store for us, Lord God, I pray your blessing and favor over them. Lord God, that you will clearly, clearly speak to them so that they know it is you. And that, Lord God, you will demonstrate to them, show them, Lord God, all that they have inside of themselves, those promises, those things, Lord God, that you have for them, and help them, Lord God, to step out into the greater waters. I am excited about where God takes you in our journey together. I truly believe great exploits await you. Visit my website, loisfewelling.com, for books, blogs, and messages to reach your new level in the Lord. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, or review the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel and grow the kingdom of God.